And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration has just cut off the money spigot to Minnesota amid revelations of massive fraud. Deputy HHS Secretary Jim O'Neill announced that they've activated their Defend the Spend system, which now requires justification and receipts before sending taxpayer dollars to Minnesota. This comes after independent journalist Nick Shirley's viral videos exposed daycare centers with no children, autism facilities buried in snow, and transportation companies that clearly haven't moved in months. Federal prosecutors say at least $9 billion in fraud occurred under Governor Tim Walz's watch. And Walz's response? Blame Trump for letting fraudsters out of prison. Because apparently it's Trump's fault that Minnesota couldn't figure out that empty buildings collecting checks might warrant investigation. And while we're on the Minnesota scandals, the University of Minnesota is 3 years into a nearly $600,000 study on anti-racist parenting, but only for white mothers. The project, called Carpe Diem, examines how white mothers communicate about race to children ages 5 to 8 with the goal of shaping racial awareness at an early age. And then over at UC Berkeley, a computer science lecturer has been suspended without pay for the spring semester after his 38-day hunger strike and subsequent classroom comments violated university policy against political indoctrination. And in better news for parents, the Supreme Court's decision not to hear Little versus Llano County stands as a major win. The Fifth Circuit ruled the Constitution doesn't guarantee a right to receive taxpayer-funded library books, meaning that libraries can indeed remove obscene materials without violating the First Amendment. A Swiss nonprofit has released an update to its Remember Me Bible Memorization app. The app uses spaced repetition for long-term retention, and it supports 44 languages, including Biblical Greek and Hebrew, and it operates without ads or data collection. The app has been downloaded over 2 million times. Well, the world's number one female tennis player lost to the number 671st ranked male player in a Battle of the Sexes exhibition match, which just goes to show men competing against women is indeed biologically unfair. And Warner Brothers Discovery will likely reject Paramount's $108 billion hostile takeover bid, despite billionaire Larry Ellison personally guaranteeing the equity, with the board expected to pursue a rival deal worth much less money from Netflix. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.